Welcome to morning prayer and worship for this Tuesday in Ordinary Time, proper 26 in the church calendar. So glad that you're here. My name is Ben. You can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And if you'd like to give to this ministry, if it has blessed you, go to benwardmusic.com/donate. We need you, and we thank you. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. And I will rise and go to Jesus, he'll embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, oh, fix me on it, mount of thy redeeming love. And I will rise and go to Jesus, he'll embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. I will rise and go to Jesus, he'll embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. We do want to pray today with Isaac. He's asked us to pray for his mother. She found out she had a cancerous tumor. Lord Jesus, we want to pray right now with Isaac. We want to lift up his mother. We want to pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch her body and that you, Lord, would heal the tumor. Pray all cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. You are the great physician, Lord. You are our healer. By your stripes, we are healed. So, Lord, would you heal Isaac's mother in the name of Jesus? We believe you can do it. Use the doctors, the medical professionals, perform a miracle, whatever you need to do, Lord, to heal her. We agree, Lord. We come to you now as your people and ask you to move on Isaac's mother's behalf, Lord. And Lord Jesus, in this time, this trying time, this time where she is open and the family is open to your voice and your move, Lord, we just pray, even as she's had dreams of her mother who's already passed away, Lord, we just pray that you would give her dreams and visions and you would give her comfort, however you choose to do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be with her. Even in the mystery, God, be with her in the name of Jesus. Lord, help Isaac to have faith. Help him to be a support, but also to be honest with his emotions, God. to lay them all out before you as we see in the Psalms. Thank you for Isaac and his heart for his mother. In the name of Jesus, amen. I will rise and go to Jesus. He'll embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Lord, thank you that we can rise and go to you always, and you'll embrace us in your arms. In the name of Jesus, amen. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Psalm 62. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me. From my lofty place, they take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the low-born are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. Power belongs to you, Lord. Power belongs to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson is Revelation 11, 1 through 19. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshipers. But exclude the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. They have power to shut up the heavens so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the public square of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom in Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon. The 7th angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word. Thanks be to God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, this Tuesday of Ordinary Time, Proper 26 in the church calendar. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. this in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, struggles, frustrations, whatever it is, lay it before the Lord now. For our families now, our extended families, our immediate families, whatever that means in your life today, whatever your relationship, lift them up. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is our help in times of trouble. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.